The Hawthorn Footy Club are always an intriguing watch. Been in the news for the wrong reasons, given that Tommy Mitchell, the reigning Brownlow medalist, went down. Looking for a new skipper as well. Maybe it'll be this man who's been good enough to join us. He's on a community camp in Tassie at the moment. Ben Stratton, good morning.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very nicely, young man. What's happening down in Tassie at the moment?
I'm just getting up, actually, looking out the window. It's a bloody nice day out there.
8.04?
What's that?
8.04? What sort of camp is it?
It's a nice and relaxed community camp, and we're giving back at the moment. we've got a later start this morning, which is nice. It's a good day out there, so looking forward to it.
Hey, Ben, I was saying to Gary before, if I was getting myself prepared and I wanted to present myself as captaincy material, the first thing I'd do is I'd get rid of a mullet and I'd get myself a nice, tidy haircut. And I believe that's exactly what you've done, Ben.
Do you like the shaved pill, do you, Tim?
I like it. I reckon it looks great.
No, mate, summertime, it needed to happen. It was getting a bit too much. It was too much. I'd get out of the shower, I'd have to dry it a bit too long, and I was starting to... having to comb it and stuff, so the shave pill is a good option.
Hey Benny, talk us through the process from a captaincy point of view. You've been a star of this team, and maybe outside of the real hardcore Hawthorn supporters, a little underappreciated or maybe underrated, but very much in the frame, I would think, for the replacement of Jared Ruffhead. What happens? What's your understanding of how this will take place?
Yeah, so we... I'm not sure what happens at other clubs, but we've voted on it, the players. So, you read out your votes, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's decided from there. So it's pretty open discussion. And as you said, it's, there's no real clear person that's going to take the reins at the moment, which is kind of good. So whoever does get the job will do a fantastic job and we'll go from there. But yeah, it's voted by the peers. So it's pretty open and we'll do that in a couple of weeks, I think.
Some people think that being the captain of in this case an AFL club, is just a no-brainer. If you're asked, you'd do it. There are others that would sit, and this might be hard to believe, but some players would say, no, look, I don't want that sort of responsibility. I want to be able to do what I'm doing. I'll still lead in my own way. But what's your ambitions and aspirations from a leadership point of view?
I've never actually stood up and said, look, I want to be captain. I think none of the guys have at the moment, which is probably a really good thing. There's three or four guys that could actually do the job, which is probably a good thing. And whoever gets the job will get really good support from the other boys. And the good thing is we're a pretty young group and we'll have guidance from the older guys, but also the younger emerging leaders coming through are super. So, no one's really fussed, which is bloody good.
Yeah, well, can I put it another way? If Clarko said, Ben, do you want to be the captain of the Hawthorn Footy Club and why would you be a good captain, what would your response be?
I'd say, look, I'd be the best leader I can be and I'm going to be myself and that's it. And if that's going to be good enough to lead the club, then so be it. But there's three or four guys that will probably say the same thing. I'll be the best leader I can be. I'm not going to change myself. I'm not going to change my lifestyle. I'm not going to change anything about me. I'm just going to do me and hopefully the boys will follow that. So I think the other boys will be in the same position as well.
Good Spoken answer. Like
good
a
answer.
True...
That's a good answer, Tim.
Spoken like a true leader. That's Ben Stratton that you're listening to this morning. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. How is Tom Scully tracking at the moment, Ben?
He's ticking along nicely. Him and Birchall... are sort of running together out in the park there, so they've started doing some bit of straight line running and stuff like that. So hopefully see those boys come back into skills in the next couple of weeks. But I don't think there's any real timeline for those boys, which is nice. They can just go at their own pace, and when they're back in, they're back in, and there'll be a couple of good inclusions when they do start playing.
Is your expectation that Tom Scully will play sort of in the first half of the year or the second half of the year, or has nobody put a timeline on it whatsoever?
To be honest, I've got no idea.
Okay.
It's CA tracks. I don't think you want to rush stuff like this. And in the past, we've been pretty good at managing blokes with injuries. So when Sean Burgoyne came to the club with a bit of a knee issue, and he turned out all right. So maybe Scully could be something similar to that, hopefully.
With Ben Stratton, Clarko was over at the Super Bowl. He was at a coaching conference beforehand. This time of year, nice to have a break from the voice that you hear most often through a year?
Oh, yeah. It's bloody good. Every meeting runs. Sorry, my alarm just went off. Every meeting runs a bit smoother when Clarko's not there and a bit more prompt, which is nice.
who's his senior assistant right now?
Senior assistant? We've got a guy there called Damien Carroll, which keeps him under wraps. But the assistant coaches have been taking the reins while he's away, and we've got Darren Glassy's in his second year. He's taking the backs, and he's a super bloke and a super coach, so he's doing pretty well.
The Saints were really excited about getting Rats over there. What was he like at Hawthorn, and what will you guys miss in not having him there?
We'll just miss a pretty lovable bloke, to be honest. He got around not only all the players, all the staff, but the whole club. So we'll just miss a bloody good character, I reckon. And apparently he's doing pretty well over there. He did his hamstring in the first couple of weeks. He was trying to play gameplay over there, and he pinged his hammy, apparently. So the old boy's getting on, I think. He'll be sorely missed just because of his character.
You played with Sam Mitchell. Now he sits on the other side of the fence. You look at him, has he been able to give you one of those sort of stern bakes every now and then when need be?
Mitch, same old Mitch, he's just a freak. He's the way he's got his transformation from West Coast, like he went over there obviously playing for a bit, but his transformation, not only as a coach but a person, has really impressed me, and we always knew he was going to be a really good coach, but the way he gets around all the young boys is outstanding, and he's more a mentor than a coach as well. And he's impressed me massively as a coach, yeah.
So a noticeable change in personality, do you mean, or just the way he goes about his work? Can you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, probably the way he goes about his work. Obviously, only playing with him, I saw him in a teammate perspective. But I think he's actually probably worked a lot on his mentoring skills, like one-on-one skills. So he's working with a few of the young boys at the moment, and even in match play and stuff, I know exactly the blokes that he's been working with, because they're different footballers. And for that, like, I wouldn't have thought him leaving Hawthorn. I wouldn't have probably thought that, because I only saw him in a teammate's perspective. But, he's doing some fantastic job with the mids, and I've already seen a vast change in those boys, which is, if a coach can come in and do that, that's all you want.
Hey, Ben, are you going to be playing in the AFLX?
Nah.
No. Were you disappointed on not being chosen? Did you put your name down for selection?
Nah, I didn't. It's too quick for me. I like the concept of mixing all the boys up. That should be a good spectacle, but it's a bit too quick for me, and I'll sit back and watch the boys go about it.
The Hawks have had this great capacity to lead the charge, particularly under the time that Al Clarkson's been there, with, you know, style of football and trends and that type of thing. Is there something that you've been working on that's been a little bit different this time round over the pre-season than previous pre-seasons?
I played a bit on the wing.
Right.
That's about it. not much. You're right. He's been a big innovator. He's passionate as ever. We've just got to be better at the things we're already good at. So we've just been working on our defensive work and stuff like that. So nothing that stands out, mate. But just got to be elite at our strong suits.
Any DJ work before things get really busy?
Try and sneak a few things here and there, Gaz, but not too much, mate. Laying low these days.
Could be the first, you know, where Gary, DJ captain.
He could be. You know where Gary's been, don't you, Ben?
He's been in the States, I believe, partying with Campbell Brown, I heard.
That's right. He's been in Atlanta, and Atlanta is the home of,
Raps.
Being a DJ, Rappy. Ben will know the answer to this question.
Yep.
No idea.
Aren't you into the rap, Ben?
The rap?
Yeah.
Rapping.
Hip-hop.
Rapping, hip-hop. No, I'm not into the rapping, hip-hop.
He thought he was talking about rapping a present, Tim. Hey, look, there's not our great
strong...
What sort
strong... of a DJ is he, Gary? Very limited.
Not a rap DJ, that's for sure.
You're very limited as a DJ, if that's the case.
Strads, very nice to talk to you. Enjoy Tassie, your community work down there, and good luck for the year ahead.
All right, lads, thanks for that.